An amazing video just came out showing how higher education has completely failed students and how the Gaza protesters don't even know what they're protesting for. It's too good not to show, so take a look.
Welcome to Gaza graduation. Let's see how much students actually know what they stand for. If you get them right, you win $100. First question, have you guys chanted from the river to the sea?
Yes.
Okay, which river, which sea?
The Sea of...
So you don't know. Okay.
No.
And the answer was the Mediterranean and the Jordan. What does Hamas say their number one goal is according to their charter?
They just wanted a free Palestine.
To murder all Jews around the world. How many years did Israel occupy Gaza?
Late 1800s, the entire time.
Since 48.
It was actually under Egyptian control for the first 20 or so years, and then Israel actually left Gaza in 2006.
I'm shocked.
Wait, they left?
What is the definition of Zionism?
Doesn't that mean you like hate Palestinians, right?
Jewish people who think that Judaism is the highest race.
Zionism actually just means that you think Jews are entitled to having their own homeland to protect themselves from another Holocaust. You don't even have to be Jewish. That makes you a Zionist.
Okay.
What does Antifada Revolution mean?
I don't know what that means.
But you've chanted it?
Yeah.
It's like a global call to murder Jews.
Wow. Wow.
Did you know you said that?
No.
Would you say it again?
Probably not.
How much have our foreign adversaries donated to American universities in the last decade?
No idea.
I couldn't give you a number on that.
The answer was over $6 billion. How many Gazan refugees have the Arab neighboring countries let in the last few months?
35,000.
The answer was zero.
Look, you asked an education major about...
Students don't seem to know what they stand for. So wouldn't it be great if these expensive colleges actually taught them something?
So this video represents the cardinal sin of the American university, the radical leftism that persists there teaches young adults to be outraged by the world, but not in the way that they should be. They don't teach them why they should be outraged, because there are outrageous things that certainly happen. I mean, you know, being outraged is not just a progressive thing. Conservatives are outraged all the time. But on day one of the class, everybody's heard this. If you went to college, day one of class, what people always say to you, I've been to a more conservative college, but they'll even say this at the more conservative colleges. There really are no conservative colleges, but the more conservative colleges still say things like this. They say things like, we won't teach you what to think, we'll teach you how to think. And that is perfectly shown in this video. What you're seeing in this video is a result of that kind of teaching. If they taught students, for instance, what to think, they would maybe teach students fake facts such as, you know, Gazan refugees didn't elect Hamas to be their leadership, or Israelis are just killing and killing for no reason. And that might be misinformation, but at least it's facts, right? Maybe it's something that's happened. It's what to think. But they didn't do that. They taught these students how to think. And that's being shown as, instead of actually having facts, even if they're wrong, they're saying, they're just outraged. They had to protest about something. And so when you go up to them with a camera and you say, what are you so outraged about? They can't even say it. When you go up to them and say, so you're protesting for Hamas, what is their goal? They can't even say it. And it's because, again, they're in this system where they've taught them how to think and not what to think. They've taught people that if there's something bad happening to a group of people somewhere, it means that someone has suppressed them. That is what the American university and progressivism teaches. If something bad is happening to someone, it must be the actions of someone else suppressing them, instead of teaching them that maybe if something bad is happening to an individual or a group of people, it could be because of their own folly. It could be because of their own sins. For example, the Gazans, they might be suffering right now because they elected a terrorist organization to be their government. Or Hamas might be killed by the Israeli government because they decided to enter Israeli territory and kill 1,500 of their citizens. But that's not because Israelis are trying to suppress them. That's just one example. But I mean, it goes in intersectionality. Obviously, people have been taught if the black community, for instance, is just struggling, which they are, no one's saying they're not, it must be because they're being suppressed, not because maybe the single motherhood has skyrocketed since the 1960s. This is just one example. But again, you hear it out loud, the notion of, we're not going to teach you what to think, we're going to teach you how to think, and you think that's a good thing, right? They're not trying to brainwash me. It is precisely the opposite. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They are trying to brainwash you into thinking in the progressive mindset, rather than just saying false facts And then you can go to yourself and think and be like, you know what? I don't actually believe that's true. But if they teach you how to think, you lose those critical thinking skills, which is exactly what happens in college because you can't have critical thinking skills. I'm speaking as someone who's been in college very recently. You can't bring up diverse viewpoints. If you bring them up, you'll be labeled a racist, misogynist, all those things. Because the American university has forgotten that it's a place to actually have dialogue because they've taught you how to think. And luckily this guy comes out, does a fantastic video. I mean, it's seriously funny to watch, but also kind of blows your mind. And it's because people are having dialogues and these people are having their minds open to something because they've been going to school for 4 or 5 years and they haven't been getting any of this. They're not having people actually ask them questions or challenge their viewpoints. I've said it so many times, but I truly believe that all the stupidity out there, especially in the left, could be avoided if people would just sit down and think for a second. And oftentimes that thing doesn't happen until someone shows up with a camera in your face and asks you some questions. So bravo to this guy for doing it. It was pretty epic. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.